Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey guys, it's Murat Murali. Welcome back to another podcast episode on hashtag I'm over it. What are you guys saying if you guys are watching from my YouTube channel? Hopefully you guys are keeping well. Sorry, I don't know what it is, but when I film from my phone, it really does highlight the skin. Can we just get into that for a quick second? Because the skin is just like on fleek. It's just crazy. But anyways, we've got to get into this because the whole Adele stuff has been crazy in the last 24 hours. And now we have a lot of people who have spoken out and broken their silence on the matter. So that is one topic that I want to get into. And also the VMAs are in pretty big trouble and kind of addressing why and the biggest moments from that award show that I definitely did not watch, but obviously looked it up and saw what had happened. So those two are the main topics that I want to get into when it comes. And also there is a major TL debate going on as well. So just a lot to discuss when it comes to this podcast episode. Hopefully you guys are all keeping well. Make sure to subscribe, guys. If you guys are watching my YouTube channel, quick trailer for you guys, quick 3-4 minutes, links are below. Get into the whole 20-minute episode, guys. Get into it. Okay, so Adele has been supported by supermodel Naomi Campbell, and thousands of fans have been accused of cultural appropriation for donning a Jamaican flag bikini top to mark the cancelled Notting Hill Carnival event alongside Bantu knots, with some leading it to be as insensitive, whilst some claim that she is profiting. Alexandra Burke has spoken out and says, "I see the pic. She looks hot. She's obviously been working on her body. That for me is a big deal. She's looking good. As a Jamaican girl myself, my girl has grown up in black culture. People forget she's from Tottenham. She probably eats jerk chicken all the time like all of us. All I'm saying is the girl looked good. Leave her. Allow her, man. If Popcorn is going to endorse it and say, yes, my girl, you're wearing the flag and you're wearing it well, let her live her best life. Leave her alone. We love Adele." Supermodel Naomi Campbell, whose mother was born in Jamaica, commented on Adele's Instagram photo with two love hearts emojis and two pictures of the Jamaican flag. Actress Zoe Saldana also commented saying, telling the singer, "You look right at home, girl," whilst Jamaican musician Popcorn shared a fist emoji and a love heart. Other fans took to Twitter to point out to Adele's critics that she was surrounded by Jamaican culture whilst growing up in Tottenham and has always been a supporter of the Notting Hill Carnival. The star was born in Tottenham before moving with her mother, Penny Adkins, to Brighton at the age of 9. In 1999, at the age of 11, she and her mother moved back to London, first to Brixton. What are you saying about Brixton? Let me just give a quick shout out to Brixton, because obviously I'm from South London, and let me not give you the exact areas from where I'm from, but I am from South London. Brixton is one of many because I grew up in different areas because I went to my nan's house, my parents' house as well, and, you know, all in the same kind of region. Why is my laptop making so much noise right now? I really don't understand, but I don't know why I was screaming for. Just shut up. And then to neighboring district of West... Oh, she was in West Norwood as well. Are you actually mad? Which is the subject of her first song, Hometown Glory. I did not know this. I thought she was just a North London girl because everybody says she's from Tottenham. These times she's actually from South. So let's actually behave here, guys, please. Remember, Adele grew up in Tottenham, London, surrounded by Jamaican culture, wrote one, you know, Twitter, you know. "For many kids, regardless of their family origins, it was ingrained in their language, fashion, food, not just music. With Adele, and we know it's coming from a good place with love and respect." David Lammy, Member of Parliament for Tottenham, agreed, tweeting in response, saying, "Poppycock, this humbug totally misses the spirit of Notting Hill Carnival and the tradition of dress-up or masquerade. Adele was born and raised in Tottenham. She gets it more than most. Thank you, Adele." Interesting. Interesting. Some people, you know, and then we have another debate going on. To be honest with you, I don't want to comment on this because I feel like I'm not entitled to. It's not my space to have this conversation. So I'm just going to echo what people are saying, but I'm not going to really comment on it because you should know when and when not to comment on stuff that really, you know, that doesn't or does affect you. But there are a lot of tweets saying, you know, Black Americans are trying to cancel Adele for culture appropriation on Caribbean people's behalf again. Some people saying there's something called culture appropriation and this isn't it. So it really was split. But we did have a lot of people who were really going in on the fact that, you know, we have Black Americans who have a different perception of stuff as opposed to Jamaicans or, you know, Black British people. So it's a very interesting conversation because it's such an interesting conversation. This is what people were having, and I'm sure you, those who are listening to the podcast, listening to on via YouTube, you guys comment down below on what your thoughts are. Personally speaking, as I've already said, I'm not entitled, I feel like, to even comment on it. I just feel like it's not something for me to comment on. So that's not a discussion for me to start. I'm just going to echo what, you know, what people were saying online. Some people were saying that, you know, she's grown up around Black culture. She's grown up around, this is what her life was like in London, and Londoners will be able to understand this. Other cities like New York maybe will be able to have a bit more easier clarification on this matter. She grew up around Black people, whether it be Brixton, South Norwood, or, you know, Tottenham. And I can kind of relate to what people are saying about her specifically, because I grew up around Black culture, whether it be Streatham, which is basically where I was born and raised in South London. Then I went to school in Croydon, where my secondary school was just a Black boy dominant school, and there was a very small minority group of brown people and a very small group of white people, and that was really it, to be honest with you. And I grew up around that from year 7 to year 11, 5 years, let alone living in South London, Streatham, and then as well as Brixton, where my grandparents lived, which is again surrounded by black culture everywhere, bang bang bang, all over South. That's really where it was for me, apart from me kind of growing up in Fulham as well a little bit. It wasn't a major impact in my life, but I was there on a weekly basis as well. And that was kind of basically the complete opposite. So you kind of observe things differently. As a Londoner, I feel like it's grateful to grow up in a city like this, because you grow up in so many different demographics, cultures, and it's whether you choose to kind of adapt, assimilate, and learn and look around and be with and hang, or you choose to just say bye. I feel like that's just what different splits of London. Some Londoners don't really know how to. I've noticed that, but then some also do. Majority do, to be honest with you. And I feel like it's just.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Code switching, and you naturally do it because of the people that you're around, because you've just learned from your workplaces, to my tuition schools, to my secondary school, to my sixth form, to my university, to primary school. Like, it was just, it's so many different demographics of people. It's such an interesting conversation. But I can understand what people are saying when it comes to Adele about the fact that she grew up around Black culture. This is obviously not anything done with malicious intentions, and that, you know, it wasn't a mishap. This is what, you know, she's been, I didn't even know that she was a South London girl. I didn't know that. I didn't know she was from South Norwood. That is absolutely mad. That is absolutely mad. But yeah, I can understand, you know, this idea, because I feel like I can kind of relate to that, because I have grown up around, and all, like, throughout my entire life. It's just, that's just how it's just been. I've never questioned it. It is what it is. Yes, I've also grown up around other demographics, like a lot of brown people from tuition schools. My college was, you know, white, but my secondary school was completely, you know, majority black. And my pool of friends, majority of them are black. That's just how it's just kind of been, mainly because I grew up rooted in South London. So I can kind of see why people are saying that for her, that, you know, look at her life, look at her environment, look where she grew up from, look who she hangs with, look at the foundations before we accuse this person of cultural appropriation. And perhaps it probably is cultural appreciation. So it's an interesting kind of perception. Naomi Campbell spoken out, Alexandra Burke has spoken out, several other artists, you know, in support of her. And that's what I wanted to be the first topic of this conversation. And then we have this kind of African-American, black British conversation as well, that I feel like is not for me to dive deep into because it's not for me to be involved in. So I cannot physically, but that's for you guys to talk about in the comment box below, if we belong to either demographics or in just general. But I also wanted to get into the VMAs, because the VMAs is an absolute mess, guys. The VMAs, I'm so sorry. How can the VMAs go from 10 million views from the past couple of years here and there? 2013, 2014, it was like 10 million views. Now we're looking at 0.6. Not even a million views for this year's. Like, wow. Now, of course, COVID's going to have an impact on it. But at the same time, the year before was just over a million. The natural decline of award shows, I feel, is very interesting. And I feel like it's a major detriment to these award shows, because the gag is nobody wants to watch 2 hours of an award show. Nobody wants to watch that anymore, because we now have this kind of demand, on-demand TV like YouTube, where you can just go and watch off the performances of artists that we like. We don't want to be sitting here waiting an hour for this artist to come on, for that artist to come on. Things are changing now, and people need to adapt. And I feel like we are witnessing the death of kind of celebrity award shows, because if the ratings are this low, they're not making that much money from it. So how will they continue? I really don't understand, nor do I really know. But I feel like it's a very interesting conversation to have about the death of award shows. What is going on next? This VMA's 2020, Lady Gaga took the majority of the awards. Megan Thee Stallion won, Doja Cat won as well, which is great. And Ariana performed with Lady Gaga with their masks on. I feel like the performance was okay. It was cute, a little bit rushed, but for the circumstances that we are all dealing with, I feel like it was a great performance. Then there was an issue with the fact that The Weeknd won an R&B related album when it actually wasn't R&B, it was actually like a pop kind of related album. But because of the color of his skin, he's already going to be marginalized into a sector of genre of music, which limits him. And I feel like it's ridiculous that it depends on the color of your skin. If you're a lighter skin color, you can be easily marketable as a pop girl or whatever, which is why you have these artists, dark-skinned girls, who struggle to be in the pop world, because they're immediately put into the, no, you're this shade, therefore you must be R&B, you must be hip-hop, you must be edgy, you must be a rebel, but we can have the white girl to be the perfect pop girl, and let's call it a damn day. And that is, I feel like, a major issue, and just a subtle, strong but subtle kind of example of kind of racism in the music industry that we are dealing with and seeing with. And people don't really care about it because they don't deal with it, i.e. white people. They just really don't care about stuff like this. They feel like you're over-explaining, they feel like you're doing the most. Don't let anybody gaslight you, because these are important issues and they need to be addressed. And I feel like this was a major issue on Twitter. People were discussing it and talking about it, and I feel like there was validity to what people were saying here, because, to be honest with you, it limits so many artists and musicians. I feel like more people need to speak about this. I feel like Tyler, the Creator, did speak about it, and I'm glad that he did. But at the same time, I feel like more people need to do so. But the death of award shows, I feel like this is only going to continue, because we have stuff like YouTube. People want to go watch stuff on there. Nobody wants to wait and watch stuff anywhere else. Like, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to do that. It's just a waste of time. Let me know what thoughts are, guys, when it comes to this like 15 minute episode. I know it's not tremendously long, but I wanted to get one out there for this whole Adele situation. And what are your thoughts on everybody speaking out? Use the hashtag I'm over it. Please use that. I would absolutely appreciate it on Twitter, and tag me and I will retweet all those tweets. As long as you tag me and use the hashtag and use an opinion, I will definitely retweet it, and I would appreciate it if you guys do that. This Adele stuff was crazy. It's so funny how the Adele situation probably got more people's intentions than an entire award show. Can we actually deep that the Adele situation has sparked more of a conversation, more interest, more attention than the whole VMAs 2020? I'm telling you now, because the way the ratings were so low for the VMAs this year, it's just ridiculously crazy and just wow. Yeah, I don't know, guys, that to me is very interesting. I like the fact that they did the CGI performances. Miley Cyrus came back. She was sitting on that wrecking ball situation again. Lady Gaga's weird outfits that are always just weird, but that's just what she likes to do. It was interesting. It's like a different perspective of the future, how we have to adapt as human beings quickly. You either sink or swim, and you have to change everything around you. So, yeah, and the US being the worst hit, we'll just see what happens. But I feel like people are done with award shows. They find them cringeworthy or just long and arduous and strenuous. They want to wait for their certain artists. They don't want to see all this. It's just a waste of time now. And I feel like it's interesting to see what direction people will go into next. Let me know your thoughts are, guys, when it comes to this podcast episode. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts? Subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. And I'll catch you guys soon for another hashtag I'm over it. I'm going to try to get some guests on. I'm going to try to get, you know, more microphones, maybe set up something, you know, create a different situation for the podcast is probably what I'm going to lean to. So I need to buy more microphones, but that's probably what I'm thinking of right now. So we will just see.